guys, welcome back to a Lewis and Clark Bridge podcast. When we get to it, I'm Olivia.
And I'm Ashton.
And today we have two of our photographers for the bridge. Would they like to introduce themselves?
Yeah, I'm Trevor Ayers.
And the other person joining us is Christy. She's having a laughing fit
so
right now.
So sorry, guys. I'm Christy Morrison.
They will be joining us for this episode today. Today's topic is going to be passionate photography. These two are the best photographers on the bridge stuff so far. They're incredibly talented, and I am super psyched to have them. Also, just a quick disclaimer, we are only stating our opinions and reporting things as we know them to be. So if we get anything wrong, it is not intentional. We'll probably have a follow-up to apologize in the next episode. Please don't sue us.
I don't think anyone has the money to sue college kids.
You could certainly try if you wanted to.
I was going to say, like, big companies, you know, CNN, Fox, etc. If we were to, like, quote them wrong.
I have a five.
They don't even care about
us. I'm pretty sure there's actual jobs where that's all they do.
Ladies,
they, like,
research people quoting them. Ladies, we're talking about photography here.
Will the $5
work?
Alex, edit all that out.
I think we're going to go ahead and start by asking, what is photography and how did you two specifically get interested in it?
See, you know, like saying what is photography, that's kind of like a weird question because me and Trevor do different things in photography. So, like, I have nature photos and Trevor's got whatever he's got. And I got interested, I guess, whenever I was a little kid. I always had a disposable camera and I was always taking pictures of everything. And then I took a yearbook class in high school, actually, and that really got me going with, like, a fancy digital camera. And then whenever I got into Lewis and Clark, I was actually a sociology major. Now I'm in the graphic design program and I'm trying to get a certificate for photography. So
Trevor, what's your story?
Well, I've been taking photos pretty much my entire life. I used to get those little, like, Coolpix digital cameras and also the disposable cameras as well. And I'd never be able to see the photos because all the digitals I had never had a little screen to see. Like, you had to hook them up to a computer, but I never had the cable because I'd always lose them. So a big thing that I like to do is, like, architecture photography, but mainly, I'm sorry, shooting broken down buildings from, like, the 40s and 50s, especially old farmhouses, because they tend to have, like, a lot of stories inside of them and also around them.
You got a weird thing for locks, too.
I do. I love locks. I don't know why. I kind of know why, I guess.
I have to know why.
Are you going
to
share that with us?
I don't know.
I don't think he wants to share
I feel
that with
like,
us.
You know, the whole concept of locks is it's designed to keep people out, and I don't like that. I'm a very open guy, kind of.
You're kind of?
Kind of a very open guy. Enough to know I don't like locks. I don't like being locked out.
I'm pretty sure I just learned your last name, so...
Well, I mean...
Well, he doesn't... I think what he's saying is he doesn't like to be closed, but at the same time, he doesn't like to be talking. It's kind of like me, you know?
He doesn't he doesn't need anybody to know his business.
Right,
you know, I don't feel like I need to gatekeep people from...
gatekeeper.
My life. Gatekeeper.
That's patent good. Pending.
Yeah.
Catchphrase.
Catchphrase.
You guys' pieces are also, like, around the LC campus, aren't they? Like, you have different photos. I know Trevor does. I've seen some of his around.
Thanks, Olivia. I don't have any, so.
Yeah, I've got quite a few around
the
Lewis and Clark
campus. But you do have
some
art pieces in this little Halloween art show. Would you like to talk about it?
I actually don't know if I have any art pieces in the art show just yet. They just closed their submission deadline last night. The show is called Phantasmagoria 2, and it's hosted by Warm Soda Magazine. They're a local publication of Lewis and Clark students who have actually graduated. But the show is at Jacoby Arts Center, which is down on Broadway here in Alton. It should be pretty cool. It's only $10 to get in. And
when is it?
Oh, shoot. I guess I probably should tell you when it is. The closing ceremony is November 1st, but you can see all the art starting October 27th up until, I think it's the 2nd.
is it only Lewis and Clark students? Is that what you said?
For what?
For like the art? Is that what you said?
No.
Oh.
Lewis and Clark students run the magazine.
Oh, really?
Past Lewis and Clark students.
I didn't know that.
Alumni.
Pay attention.
Why would I need to know that?
So when do the doors open and such?
For the closing ceremony, the doors open up at 6:30 and the show starts at 7:30. There's like a couple different bands playing. Some of them include Little Aliens on the Prairie, Super Fun, Yeah Yeah, Rocket Ship, and Jesus Christ Supercar. So those are pretty interesting names. If the names don't get you, I don't know what will.
So you said Phantasmagoria 2. So there was a regular Phantasmagoria before?
They actually had their first show last year, and it was a really big hit. And so they're going to try and make it a yearly Halloween-themed art show to have at Jacoby.
So what kind of things did you see last year that were displayed in terms of, like, I guess everything, but photography, obviously, as well?
There was photography. There were paintings. There were sculptures. There's just a lot of things. There was a costume contest. So I guess that's kind of considered art in a way.
Were you in it?
No. No, I was not.
I have a genuine question because I'm like this. Was there, like, gory stuff
in
the sculptures? Good.
Yeah.
Like what
we're
talking about.
We're big
about.
Halloween lovers over here. We are excited. Keep an eye out for eventually episode 4. We're going to have a Halloween special for you.
Spoopy.
Keep it.
So I have a really quick question because I thought about this today. What do you think about in terms of cameras, like how you mentioned your evolvement of cameras from like throwaways to digital, etc.? A lot of people have been using like the newest Apple iPhones when they get it, specifically for the camera usage because of how advanced it's continuing to get. What do you think about photography in terms of like, say, certain smartphones versus an actual spending like a proper photography camera?
I think it's okay.
About to go on a
she
go on,
really yeah. does look like she's thinking this. But that's why I asked, because you're actual photographers.
Y'all like can't see my face. And I know like you say we're actual photographers. I'll admit, like, I do photography, but I'm still like in the beginning stages, kinda sorta in a way. But like also I'm not against phone photography completely. But I'm not for it. Either, because like you're gonna be running around with like your Android photos and your iPhone photos. Some of them look really cool if you know how to edit them. And then there's a bunch of other people who will take a picture. Like, for example, there was this one girl. She took a photo, tried to like make it frame something. She took it. She was really creative and crafty how she did it. She tried to hold up like a paper towel roll, like a used paper towel roll, and tried to take a picture of something like through the circle with her phone. And she probably would have gotten a better quality image doing that instead of on her phone. But I mean, props to her for trying.
So there's like other props you can use then when it comes to photography. I think before I have seen you specifically, Christy, use like a crystal sphere to get certain angles. What kind of props would you say are rather useful when it comes to photographers?
There's really a lot of props that you can use. That crystal sphere, it's a lens ball. It comes with like a little crystal stand and a thing to clean the lens ball. My advice for that lens ball also, do not hold it directly into the sun like me, because you'll burn your finger. So just a heads up there. I don't know,
don't
Trevor.
Gatekeeple.
Yeah, don't gatekeep.
Don't gatekeep.
People. Trevor, what do you use for props and stuff?
What
like that?
I don't use props. Like, I want to get one of those.
Okay, so Trevor's better than me.
I want to get one of those crystal balls or glass balls. I don't know what they are, honestly. Lens balls.
I
want to get a lens ball because I think they're super cool. But other than that, I mean, I don't use a whole lot of props. I don't see a whole lot of use with props.
So to get back on topic, go back to
Phantasmagoria 2.
Yeah, I can't talk.
You guys mentioned that I have entries in for like to be juried in. Trevor also has entries that he sent in.
Thanks for acknowledging me.
You're welcome. I don't hate you completely.
Thought I could be here.
And so since you guys work for our newspaper, for Lewis and Clark, that means you also get to go to like cool events hanging around. So would you like to tell us about some events? Maybe the Alton Expo and the Earth Tones Festival in Mississippi. Not in Mississippi, the Mississippi Earth Tones Festival.
Well, we were both at Alton Expo. Trevor actually took better photos, I think. I got a really cool looking one. It's like the Ferris wheel at sunset, and then you can see some of the lights of the carnival. So that's not bad. But then, like, I got sidetracked with the band and stuff, but Trevor was there to take pictures, too.
I took photos during the nighttime when all of the lights on the rides and the streetlights? Yeah, streetlights were all lit up, and then the band had this awesome, like, smoke effect show with lights, and the band was called, is it Platinum Rock Legends?
Yeah, they're a really cool band, too. They, like, dress up as different people, like Michael Jackson, Bret Michaels.
Very, very old school, popular musicians.
Prince. But, like, at the end of their set, they had a boy band session. That was pretty funny. They're hilarious. I definitely recommend you guys seeing them.
Definitely a little bit for everybody.
What boy band were they?
They did, like, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Yes!
It was definitely, like, a throwback moment. It was they're fantastic.
I'm like, upset I missed NSYNC, because I'm like...
That was at the very
end. It's my jam, and I had to leave.
But, like, they had that. They also did Motley Crue, which was pretty cool.
Motley Crue was dope.
Yeah,
Motley Crue was pretty awesome.
You're pretty okay with Poison. Their Michael Jackson guy was pretty on point. I'll say probably my favorite from the night.
Michael Jackson. Will we be able to see these photos that you took in the next newspaper?
Most definitely.
Maybe. That's Alex's decision.
Speaking of events recently happening on campus, did either of you get to take photos for that Supreme Court vocal arguments thing going on?
I don't think they were allowed to.
Yeah, it was a thing where you couldn't take photos of it. I believe there was a live stream happening, but we weren't allowed in there to take photos.
Oh, that stinks.
I mean, not really. You're not allowed to do them in the actual Supreme Court. So if they're trying to make that setting, they would probably do the same thing.
I thought that they had like still like you can't do it when court's in session, but when no one's up on the stage or anything, I'm pretty sure they had press take a couple pictures.
Well, that's press.
Yeah, the Bridges press.
Well, I mean, we're not like official press unless like we get permission from the Supreme Court to go and take the photos.
I had permission from the to go watch the thing and report on it.
That's writing. That's not photographs of the actual people, though.
That's fair. Well, that's why I asked. I didn't know.
Yeah, like photography is like this weird byline. I know it's like you can write on certain things, but when it comes like taking photographs or videos, a lot of people are super like stickler about being in photographs or videos. So, I mean, they tend to take it out, especially because they feel like it legitimizes or delegitimizes. I guess that's the word.
Illegitimizes?
Illegitimizes, sure. I am bad
with
English.
We'll figure this stuff out sooner or later.
I will get to the correct word like the fourth or fifth time, I promise. But it like illegitimizes like courts and rulings and stuff like that. It feels like it's more of a, I guess like a drama more than anything. So they try to play things up.
So for upcoming new people or people who are interested, are there any classes you can take at Lewis and Clark for photography or?
Jeff.
That's not a class.
He has
you
a
can't
class,
just
though.
Say Jeff.
Who is Jeff?
Jeff.
Jeff.
His name is Jeff. And he is the film photography instructor. And he's fantastic.
We've taken his class like 3 semesters in a row.
There's film photography. And that's got, what, like four or five different classes to it, like level-wise? Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how high it goes.
I don't know. I've only been in three. I couldn't tell you.
What's his last name? Or is it just like it's just Jeff, like Cher?
No, but that'd be pretty cool if it was just Jeff, like Cher.
Just Jeff.
Just Jeff. It's just Jeff.
That's how he introduces himself. It is Professor Jeff Vaughn. He's a professor for the art department, I guess, is what you would call it.
He was actually, we did a little feature about him in the last bridge paper, and it shows, there's a list in there where it shows different places that he has had his stuff featured. Like, he also has his stuff in the faculty art show, and it's kind of cool because we actually go into his room and he'll have like something new up, and we play this game called Is It a Picture or Is It a Painting? It's always a painting. It's never a picture, but it always gets us, and we think it's a picture.
Spoiler alert.
No. Oh shoot, my bad. Sorry guys.
You ruined the game, okay? No.
So why don't you tell us about photojournalism and how it's helped working with the bridge for your experience and all that, and just working for the bridge.
We didn't talk about digital photography either.
No, we didn't.
Let's just go back to that. Tell us about it.
About the Mississippi Earthtones?
You do that one, because that one's all you.
Yeah, because you weren't there. Lazy.
All right. Anyway.
Upsetting. But the Mississippi Earthtones Festival, that was this past weekend. It was Saturday the 21st, maybe, sort of, kind of. Yeah. It was Saturday the 21st, and it's held by Alton Main Street and I think the Sierra Club, maybe, possibly. But it's to help celebrate the river. There's a whole bunch of food vendors. There's people drawing on the road with chalk. Like, half of Broadway is shut down. Like, starting in front of Bluff City Grill. And then going down to that hill right before Post Commons, if you guys know what I'm talking about. But it's pretty cool. They had a friend of mine, she was actually out there giving people henna tattoos. And then they also had the wildlife treehouse. They had owls and another type of bird there. I don't remember. But it was pretty cool. It was a fun family event. Got some pictures. Those will be in the bridge paper too. They're up on Facebook.
You got pictures of birds, and I'm upset that I wasn't there, because I love birds.
Trevor has an unhealthy addiction to birds.
I don't have an unhealthy addiction to birds, okay?
Surprise, guys, this is an intervention.
I just really like birds.
Would you say you could quit any time you wanted?
Why would I quit liking birds?
See, this is an intervention. Birds are great.
See, he likes birds.
So... our editor-in-chief, Dylan, is in his office, and he's just doing the wing flaps for
birds. He's flapping his arms as if he were a bird.
You should see Trevor's face right now, too. He's all excited. He's about to go run and grab his camera to get these pictures. Oof.
Oh, my God.
To circle back to photography, birds. I do have another question. There's a lot more careers than one would think when it comes to like photography. I know it's been mentioned in private before, like how, you know, it's more than just taking pictures like at a wedding or a birthday party. It can even be things like working with the police to take pictures of crime scenes and purpose setups for like photo shoots and things of that nature. So would you mind going into a little bit more about that?
I mean, if my comedy routine doesn't work out, then I thought about, you know, going into photography.
It's not going to work out.
Let me dream, Trevor.
She was seriously about to deck him.
I was about to cry, guys. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
But, no, for the, like, the forensics, that, like, I've thought about it. And, really, there's not many qualifications. I've looked it up. And as long as you have knowledge of a camera and know how to, I don't know.
Pictures for details.
You know how to take pictures. You're good, guys. You're good.
That's all you need to know.
Taking pictures of crime scenes is the new backup job. Step aside, insurance agents.
You're really underselling what we do.
Whoops.
You can feel the passion, folks.
We seem incredibly lazy now.
So let's go back to working for the bridge. Isn't that a fun time? You get to go to events and not only take pictures, but also experience them and help other people experience them through pictures.
I actually feel like Trevor should talk more on that because I used to be like lead photographer for the bridge and I've kind of taken a back seat to it. Like I'll still show up at events to take photos, but not as much as anymore.
Trevor, tell us about it.
Okay, so I've had a really fun time working for the bridge. I've gotten to do everything from sitting in on like hearings for the Lewis and Clark board to taking photos of cute dogs at our therapy sessions, and those are honestly my favorites.
Which is actually coming up October 9th. There will really? Be a therapy. Yeah, you're supposed to
a wellness
to work
fair.
It.
I didn't know that. Oh
now
my
you
God.
Do.
I forgot.
Assignments.
Oh my God.
Nailed it.
I'm so happy.
All right. And with that today, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for coming back to the Bridge Podcast when we get to it. As usual, if you have any further future questions, we have the email for the bridge,
which is lcbridge @lc.edu. You can also email one of us. You can email me, abritt, B-R-I-T-T, @lc.edu.
Or me at OMB as in boy, E-T-T-O-R-F.
Until next time, we're going to go ahead and let y'all go. Stay tuned for our next episode, which is going to be about being PC. Hopefully going to have another couple of guest stars then as well. Y'all want to say bye?
Adios,
bye.